Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one, why aren't women complaining about there being a lack of equality in home ownership? They own 2.71 million more homes than men do. This just proves to me that the divorce gap is real and women take men to the cleaners. Either that or they just nagged their husbands to death and now live in Widowville. But don't worry, the illegals are going to take those homes away from them soon. After all, women voted for that. House prices can't go up forever either, and I'd rather own $1 million worth of Bitcoin than $1 million home. Up next, a woman says that if you cheat as a woman, and your man catches you, break up with him immediately. Because he didn't trust you enough, and that's toxic. So you deserve better. Expecting sexual fidelity and loyalty from a woman is like expecting a fire ant to produce honey. This is just circular logic. Stop the train, boys, looks like we're home and it's time to get off to the next stop, the slut station. Number three, we have that cop gone wild that looks like a female Charlie Brown. She was fired after smashing 7 police officers on her force, and has now won a lawsuit for $500,000, after suing the city claiming that she was groomed by her predator superiors to suckle their schwing-schwings. She not only didn't take accountability for actions, but she got paid by laying the blame on a bunch of men. Imagine how many female cops will probably try and do the same now. Moving on, Candace Owens from the Daily Wire supposedly posted it saying that after getting fired today, her bank account would be dry for a while, but not as dry as Ben Shapiro's wife. Actually, this is fake news, but it's still hilarious. I can't believe Ben has a wife. It must have been an arranged marriage. Daily Wire got rid of Candace Owens and Ben hired Brett Cooper, and she looks exactly like him. Number 5, if a woman wants a tall man, it's a preference. But if a man wants a thin woman, that's considered misogyny. If he doesn't want a woman that's got 100 notch counts, then does that mean he's slut-phobic? If he wants a younger woman, then does that mean he's cougar-phobic? Men can't control their height unless we do leg lengthening procedures. But women will say that's cheating, even while using fake-up to create a fraudulent face. Up next, what happened to Tanisha Swift? I feel kind of offended. Where's the Chinese version? At least this black alternate universe version of Swift probably has 3 different children with 3 different baby daddies. Our Caucasian version of Swift is working on getting her 3rd cat. Number 7, we have someone complaining that his boomer parents are spending his inheritance traveling the world and he's resentful. I'm gonna guess it's a woman saying this. Zoomers and millennials need to stop crying about not being able to afford houses, and instead work remotely overseas or invest in AI stocks or Bitcoin. Opportunities are everywhere. They just aren't conventional anymore. Many boomers might as well be Kronos eating their kids personified. Moving on, do the boomers really surprise you after they grew up in an era where DEI meant didn't earn it? We all know that it's supposed to stand for diversity, equity, and inclusion. But in a few years, I'm predicting it's going to stand for deport every illegal. Either that or it's going to stand for dumb entitled idiots. The West is turning into hell. Number 9 is a woman that goes on Tinder, matches with men as a thin woman, and then shows up wearing a fat suit, looking like the fat woman from Total Recall. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I don't think those guys were ready for her surprise. She's basically saying I lied about who I am, and then men are pigs for not accepting my lies. These guys were faced with mental instability and deception on her part on the first date, and yet they're the ones that are trash. Up next, the Feminist News says that men should have curfews so women can walk outside at night all alone. That's a great idea, because all the rapists I know will totally abide by the curfew. Women want to take men's rights away, like having the freedom to go outside whenever we want. Then again, I might as well just identify as a woman after 11 p.m., and I can go anywhere. Number 11 is some base guy waiting for a single mother of 4 to stop crying so he can tell her that he's increasing her rent. It makes me wonder what made her cry in the first place. It probably had something to do with the services that she was providing for said rent. Maybe she was in tears after ganging on his schwang schwang in her pie hole or something, and increasing the rent meant he was going to basically be giving it to her upper poop shoot from now on. Who knows? Moving on is this base 99-year-old geezer divorcing his 96-year-old wife after 77 years because he discovered that she was having an affair on him in the 1940s. She looks like she belongs to the nursing homes. She was probably hoping to take that secret to the grave, but now she's going to die alone. Now there's a man with principles. Young guys can learn a lot from him. All the eligible grandmas are also going to want him now. 77 years of emotional torture. I feel bad for him. Number 13, what do you do if this woman with 4 kids that you liked in high school comes to you and says, I'm ready to settle down? Would you pluck out your eyes with a bent fork after gazing at her? Would you use her preferred pronouns, which are pounds and kilograms? Or finally, would you say you're 5'16" when she says she won't date anyone under 6 feet tall? So many options. Up next, a female teacher bonked a 12-year-old student and made him jealous by saying she bonked other male students as well. Imagine if the paper that put this out said that a male teacher bonked a 12-year-old girl, how much outrage there would be. All the simps, white knights, and male feminists asked for this by taking male teachers out of the education system. They probably claim that male teachers are predators, and it's just projection, and they're the ones that are up to no good. Number 15 looks like it's time to reopen the asylums. This woman is accused of lighting a friend's porch on fire because there was no answer when she knocked on the door. And she says she started the fire because she's a witch. She looks like she should be cast in a Wizard of Oz remake. Her hair also looks like it would be perfect to help make a witch's broom from. Moving on, Tucker Carlson says that the Democrat Party is the party of weak men and unhappy women. He isn't lying. But I think it's also the party of former males and former females, as well as anyone that wants to destroy America. The Republican Party is the party of white knights and women pretending to be traditional, to take cash and prizes away from their men. Both parties represent women that use different strategies to exploit us. One for simps and the other for trad cucks. Number 17, Sydney Sweeney has confirmed that she's going to be in the Barbarella remake. Has Hollywoke finally realized that they need to give male science fiction viewers what they want to see? Or will they just gay it up and make it unwatchable? Hold the line and keep your zipper securely fastened, boys, until the movie comes out. Slow motion running scenes are also a must in this. John Lovitz would have been perfect in this if he was a lot younger. Up next, what the hell is this? This is apparently the beauty symbol of Persia, and 13 men ended themselves for her. She was Princess Qajar, and they probably ended themselves after seeing how horrifying she was. She looks about just as attractive as the new Juliet. I would rather take my chances of having pregnant hands rather than knocking this up. Disney should make a film about her looking exactly like this and lose hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. Number 19 is Drea De Mateo, and she made more in 1 month of OnlyFans than the entire time she was on The Sopranos. I wonder if those earnings have been adjusted for hoflation. And used like this is inspiring so many young women to follow in her thought prints. So online prostitution is now more lucrative than the acting. But she's just doing it to support her kids, apparently. Moving on, we have a woman that is overvaluing her market value. She's tired of playing games, but is a lonely fool's model, and has herpes. 2 children, too, but you have to earn at least $250,000 a year to ride this ride. And she doesn't want hookups. She's at the bottom of the barrel and still marketing herself as champagne. This woman is the reason Passport Bros even exist. She's basically a 2002 150,000-mile Toyota Corolla, asking price $350,000, non-negotiable. Number 21 is Lizzo, and is there anything she can't do? The list so far is be full, 10 push-ups, make good music, and live past the age of 40. She also can't buy just one plane ticket, get her resting heart rate below 100, and do 15 sit-ups. She can't run a mile either, but if you lay her down, she can probably roll a mile down the right slope. She also probably can't handle insulin properly. Up next, Canada keeps getting cucked. This French-Canadian Twitch streamer apparently made out with his sister on a stream, and he wasn't banned. Misha, the woman posting this news, is probably just doing it to get attention to herself, because it's fake news and gossip, and it's the only way someone with zero talent can get attention on her social media. Number 3 is the way Democrat and NPC see the world. They abort their babies and import hostile migrants, and they disarm themselves. The woke NPC virus is making them sterilize and self-destruct. Protect your children. If they can't convert them to their ideology, then they'll go extinct. You know that soon Biden will also be congratulated in hell for doing this. Moving on, we have a liberal woman saying that her favorite part of having her septum ring done is the fact that men don't like it. Every time I see one of those, I wonder what'll happen if someone connects a 9-volt battery to it. The message is loud and clear, that women don't like us. But good thing for us, we don't care anymore. Number 25 and the last one, the Canadian bobsled team has officially named their bobsled Justin, because nothing in history has taken a country down a hill faster. Guys named Justin from Canada are ruining the world. First Justin Bieber, and now Justin Trudeau. God, I missed the film Cool Runnings with the Jamaican bobsled team. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.